USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will continue to work together to preserve the alliance that is the bedrock of our shared prosperity and security.
That's outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking at a joint news conference in London following her meeting with President Trump today. The president, citing this week's 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, France, also saying that he thanks Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the effort to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Trump also says of trade with the UK.
As the UK makes preparations to exit the European Union, the United States is committed to a phenomenal trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K.
Officials in northeast Missouri say Mississippi River flooding has breached 28 levees and closed nearly 380 roads. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Saying it's clear the special counsel found no collusion with Russia by the Trump administration. Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Panel, Senator Lindsey Graham, says it's time to investigate some other things, like how the whole Russia investigation began.
He decided not to bring a case against the president based on obstruction. To me, case closed. Let's look at Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all these other people and see how we got into this mess to begin with.
Graham was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. The Virginia Beach Municipal Complex is open again today for the first time since an employee shot and killed 12 people there Friday. The exact building where the shooting occurred is still closed, though. Police still don't know the motive behind the attack by a city engineer who had resigned just a few hours earlier. California, the latest state to sue the maker of OxyContin, accusing it of contributing to the opioid crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tragic end in the search for a Texas toddler. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Remains found in Arkansas have been identified as those of a missing Houston four-year-old. The Harris County Medical Examiner confirming that Malia Davis's remains were in the trash bag found by a roadway in Fulton. They were discovered on Friday after an activist said he'd been able to get her stepfather, Darian Vence, to confess to killing her. Vence claimed last month that Davis was kidnapped. Vence is currently being held on tampering with evidence charges, but Houston police say he'll now be charged with murder. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New details emerging about the gunman who shoots and kills co-workers in Virginia Beach. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach city building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hanson says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he was notified by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.